From Pakistan's downing of the Rafale to Indian media's fabrication of a parallel reality, one in which Lahore not only possessed a seaport but was actively under assault by the Indian Air Force, the recent four-day war has produced its own archive of firsts. As the ceasefire settles, the wreckage extends beyond infrastructure and human loss. It includes a slower, more insidious casualty: the collapse of shared truth. For the better part of a decade, we have diagnosed the fake news problem, its symptoms, its platforms, its political enablers. But what if the crisis that follows fake news is not informational but existential? That even when we can access facts, they simply do not have the power to persuade? Students of the humanities learn early that there is no single, universal truth, only contingent truths shaped by context. The capital T is cast off as a relic of absolutism. But in our hypermediated age, this may all be beside the point. The question of our time is no longer what is true, but whether truth, of any kind, still matters. Grok, is this true? At the heart of the fake news phenomenon was always a paradox: people sought out information, but only the kind that reaffirmed their worldview and fine-tuned biases. None of this surprised postmodern theorists like Jean Baudrillard, who warned that simulations would eventually replace reality. But today's questions, posed to AIs, to search engines, to friends, rarely expect real answers. Take Grok, Elon Musk's space chatbot on X, formerly Twitter, marketed as a snarkier, contrarian foil to OpenAI's ChatGPT. Amid a blizzard of claims and counterclaims between Pakistan and India, the following comment appeared under countless posts: Grok, is this true? Yet no matter what source Grok pulled from, Reuters, CNN, or official communiques, if the answer failed to flatter the prevailing narrative, it was swiftly dismissed. The original poster or passing interlocutor would accuse the bot of parroting globalist lies or aiding an anti-national conspiracy. Here lies the contradiction: the user, primed by the aesthetics of rebellion, is suspicious. But that lasts only for a moment before quickly dissolving into paranoia. There is almost a ritualistic compulsion to ask Grok and see what it has to say, even if you already suspect it to be unreliable. The result is an average user that has simply learned to metabolize propaganda and push out an exhaustion so deep, the act of truth-seeking ends at the question. You ask Grok. Grok answers. You roll your eyes and scroll. Epistemic fatigue. In post-colonial theory, scholar Gayatri Chakravorty Spivak once described something called epistemic violence, the idea that dominant systems of knowledge can erase or distort marginalized voices. What we're seeing now is something related, but possibly more insidious: epistemic fatigue.